Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'd like to begin the talk just simply by framing the discussion and the central theme of this particular juz. So there are three surahs in particular. There's Surah Tawbah, Surah Yunus, and Surah Hud. And the main upshot of the entire juz is the triumphant life. How to actually live prosperously and live a triumphant, successful life. And really what that equates to is the consciousness of God, particularly within difficulty. And that is a very important paradigm and a very important parallel that we are seeing and experiencing right now as we're observing Ramadan amidst a worldwide pandemic. So this particular test, this COVID-19 test that our generation, that our communities are grappling with, is a test of whether or not we have the ability to triumph. And so Juz 11 actually refers to generations of people who grappled with challenges of adversity, with opposition, with unfairness, with plague, with flood, tragedies, civil injustice. The important question was, did those people triumph? Did they succeed or did they falter? Did they fail? And so really what this boils down to in the 11th juz has much to do with the behavior of the people in a particular time of challenge. And that is essentially what we are signaled in this juz is to expect difficulty. We are told in the juz, can they not see that they are afflicted once or twice a year and do not take heed and do not use their reason? God loves those who seek to purify themselves. The main evolution, the development, and the maturation of our consciousness and how we remain true to our consciousness of God really comes down to this test, right? When we are tested, how do we respond and how do we become of those who prosper? So in order to lead a triumphant life, which we said equates to consciousness of God, we're given a description in Juz 11 regarding the expedition of Tabuk. So this is a campaign regarding the Byzantines and, you know, posturing in a potential conflict. And in that time of test and in that time of challenge, some people showed weakness of will. They showed weakness of will. They showed hypocrisy, obstinance, and inner dishonesty, as well as outer dishonesty. So now here we find ourselves in the middle of a historic challenge, a worldwide test. And the question that I pose tonight is, how can we prosper? And how can we stay on track with what the Quran is teaching us, which is how to lead a life of triumph, that we believe in a triumphant life? And it's really in remaining, right, true to our core belief system. Here we have in this Quran the operating manual, the operations manual for how to live prosperously. And so we remind ourselves of the end, of the day of judgment, of the resurrection, and we take note of Allah Almighty's signs. In the juz, it states, God created us and will do so again when we are resurrected. God has created the succession of night and day as signs for those who are aware of him. And so to conclude, there's an appointed time for every community. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life and he takes it and we all return to him. And therefore, let us work to be an exemplary community, united in our consciousness of God and our strong will to prosper. The Joseph states that in this 11th Joseph states that those who believe and do good deeds will be in paradise. And paradise is the supreme triumph. And it says the people will say, "Glory be to you, Allah, and praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. May Allah make us among those who triumph." Thank you very much.